And this is Tate Servance coming from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Starting now. Health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data shows pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10th. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10 who are more prone to severe symptoms. Dr. Kengia Billings of CMU Health said her team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventive measures, flu vaccination, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home, as the flu season is expected to extend into spring. And Amy Jo Briolat has been arraigned on felony charges, including larceny of $1,000 to $20,000 and illegal use of a financial transaction device. The larceny charge carries a maximum sentence of up to 5 years in prison, and the financial device charge is punishable by up to 4 years. Ms. Briolat confirmed she understood the offenses, potential penalties, and her constitutional rights after discussing them with her attorney, Dallas Rooney. No plea was entered at this time, as is typical for felony arraignments, and a probable cause conference is set for February 5th, 2026, at 10:30 a.m., with a preliminary examination scheduled for February 13th, 2026, at 10:30 a.m. Her bond will continue as previously ordered, and she is noted to be on DOC parole. Attorney Rooney has been appointed to represent her in this matter. And Crystal Marie Hind has been sentenced to 6 months probation after pleading guilty to operating while visibly impaired in Bayport. The original charge of operating while intoxicated was dismissed, and Hind admitted to driving on December 7, 2025 in Bayport, after consuming alcohol with a blood alcohol content of 0.105. She also stated she had pulled over and called the police herself. Her sentence includes fines and costs totaling $990, with $315 applied from her bond, leaving a balance of $675 due by June 1st, 2026. Hind must also complete an alcohol insight and awareness program by March 21, 2026, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and perform 24 hours of community service by June 1st of 2026. She may be eligible for early discharge from probation if all terms are met. And Ethan Thomas Walls has pleaded guilty to operating while intoxicated of a first offense in a recent court hearing. The plea stems from an incident on November 1st, 2025 in Caseville, near Maine and Michigan roads, where the defendant was found driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.206. The court accepted the guilty plea and imposed a six-month probation term. Conditions include paying $675 in fines and costs, completing an alcohol insight and awareness program, and performing 24 hours of community service, all by specific deadlines in 2026. Notably, the defendant is prohibited from consuming alcohol, but has an exception allowing presence in bars for employment-related maintenance work. License sanctions will be handled separately by the Secretary of State. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Depend on the AVS Tech team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With Data Retention Solutions from the tech team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the tech team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how Data Retention Solutions can protect you and your information.
And that was your sponsor for this news update for this hour. And it was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And right now, here at the station, it is currently 4 degrees Fahrenheit with a calm winds for right now, with no wind chill. Stay warm out there. Enjoy the fact we don't have a wind chill, because that can get quite chilly. And you can always find all of your news, weather, and obituaries at thumbnet.net.